Srimad-Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 30. We're continuing with the gopis' search for Krishna. We're on text 16. Daityitva jaharanyam eko krishnarabhavanam ringayam asa kapyangri kashanti kosha nishwane. Translation. Everyone can hear, I mean, with all that dun-dun-dun. Sorry, as I'm a little deaf. One gopi takes the role of Trinavarta and carries away another gopi. This is in their bhav. They're missing Krishna so much, they're searching for him. Then each gopi becomes totally absorbed in Krishna's mood and his, here it says, arba-bhav, arba-bhav. Arba means childhood. They're chronologically going through Krishna's leelas from the time he's born or manifest, let's say his birth, they say his appearance. In Gokul, first demon Krishna killed was Putana. We heard about that the other day. Krishna's only six days old, killed Putana. So one gopi took Krishna's mood. Another gopi took the mood of Putana. But Jiva Goswami says that it wasn't one of the Krishna's gopis, it was actually Yogamaya. Purnamasi became Putana, because none of the gopis could become so nasty. So Yogamaya can take any form. So the gopis couldn't really identify so much with Putana coming to murder Krishna. So that wasn't within there. They couldn't accommodate that kind of anger and pratikul feeling of animosity and anger and feeling against Krishna. Another gopi started crawling about, jingling her ankle bells like baby Krishna moving around Gokul. That's very cute. Try to imagine that. Now this is text 16. Daitya. Daitya means demon. Daitya yitva jaharanyam eko krishnarva bhavanam ringayam asakapyangri kashanti goshanishwane. Shiva Goswami Pad says, imitating the mood, says arba bhav. Bhav means the mood, the sentiments, the feelings of Krishna as a baby, arba. Arba means bacha, baby. One gopi becomes absorbed in fear, because when Krishna was a baby and Mother Yashoda picked up a stick and he's going to punish him, he's a little baby, only 2 years old, he's afraid. If you see a big stick, you get, what to speak of your mother in an angry mood, I'm going to beat you. Oh, so this becomes bhayam. It's one of the gonaratis. So the main rasa Krishna has with Yashoda is motherly love, parental love, vatsalya. But then vatsalya or any relationship has secondary feelings that may come and go. You may be fearful, you may be happy, you may be sad, you may be fearful, maybe astonished, maybe bewildered. So these are secondary emotions. They're called gona, mukya bhav and gona bhav. So imitating the mood of Krishna as a baby, one becomes absorbed in fear of Mother Yashoda. Another gopi crawls around like baby Gopal, tinkling her ankle bells. Since she already has ankle bells on her feet, it was easy for her to identify with the baby bhav of a crawling baby. I mean, usually all the gopis wear ankle bells, but Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, he wanted to point this out. That one gopi, maybe the other gopis were in such a tithi, it's an interesting word, such a tithi, figure that one out. They were so anxious to run to see Krishna, they forgot to fasten their ankle bells on, or let's say even their manjaris were identifying with their utkantita bhav. Their intense eagerness and hankering to see and meet Krishna. So as you feel, I feel. As you fear, I fear. As you smile, I smile. As you cry, I smile. So this oneness and identity is what is called bhav tadatmika. Radharani sevadasis or mandris, we say my alter ego. My ego and my alter ego. But for the mandris, Lita has her astasakis, and so many astamandris, and Vishakha has her mandris and her assistant sakis and mandris, And Radharani has Rasta Sakis and so many mantras, Rupa Mantri, Tulsi Mantri, so many mantras. So they're one in pran, one in man, and one in tan. Tan, man, and pran. Man is mind. Tan is body. Pran is life, heart, feelings, desire, joy, sorrow, everything. They live life together. They share life together. Much more than husbands and wives. Husbands and wives share emotions, share bodies, share lives, share careers, share fears and careers. And they share many things together. But they can't share their pran. They can't go that deep. They can't share their atmas because they don't even know what they are. They don't even know who they are. Because if the wife discovers her atma and the husband discovers her atma, then they'll become self-realized and their whole vibration of the relationship will transcend to a new level, inconceivably joyful level of transcendental bliss with two liberated souls living life together. It's very rare, but it happens. So the gopis are those two transcendental, they're transcendental souls living with the sakis. They live in the heart of the sakis. If I'm a manjari, where do I live? I don't live inside my mind. Most people live inside their mind. Thinking, feeling, and willing. Willing is the mind expressed through the senses. When the mind expresses itself through the body, it's called willing, willpower. Thinking, feeling, and willing. So everyone's living in their mind, pushed around by their desires. I need this, I want that. But the manjaris, like Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, and Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari, Das Goswami, and we ourselves, if we follow that line of Madhurya Bhav, Madhurya Rati of worshipping Radha and Krishna, amorous love, like their intimate sakis, and worshipping Krishna and Radharani in that mood of intimacy, intimacy of body, intimacy of heart, mind, feeling, life, desire, direction, everything. This is the mantras. So they live inside not their own minds, and they think not with their own minds, and they feel not with their own minds, and they act not with their own bodies, but their bodies are totally surrendered to Krishna, and they think what Radharani thinks, and they feel what Radharani feels, and they will what Radharani wills. They move with Radharani's heart. When Radharani inhales, when Radharani exhales, the mantras exhale. When Radharani dreams of Krishna, the mantras dream. Radharani's in the kunja waiting for Krishna, and she falls asleep. It's late at night, and Krishna doesn't come. He stands her up, and she temporarily falls asleep. And then she has a dream of Krishna coming to meet her. And outside the kunja, the gopi may fall asleep, and she's dreaming of Krishna coming to meet her Swamini. So they're one in dreams, and one in schemes, and one in life, and one in dream, one in everything. This is called Bhav Tadatmika. Bhav, feelings, emotions, sentiments, love, desire, life itself, and Atma, my being, myself, my identity. Bhav Tad Atmika. My Atmika is one with Tad. Tad means that. We say that. In Sanskrit, they say Tad. It sounds the same. Bhav Tadatmika. One with Radharani's Bhav. It's a very wonderful gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come 500 years ago to give the heart of Radharani to the sadhakas of this world. Mahaprabhu has come to give the heart of Radharani to the sadhakas of this world. This is the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Radhadasyam and Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav Angikara. Mahaprabhu preaching in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopi Bhav Angikara. Angikara means accept the mood, accept the bhav, the feeling, the mood of a gopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gopi Bhav from the age of 12 years old. When he was 12 years old, he was teaching Sanskrit in Navadvip, in his Sanskrit toll. And one day, because Krishna, Jagadguru, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, came in this form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the Gopi Bhav of one gopi, the supreme topmost gopi. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Prishabhanu Sote Devi Pranamami Pranamami Hari Priye Hari Priya. Krishna wants to know the happiness that Hari Priya experiences by serving him. Krishna wants to know the bliss, Radha Pranaya Viraktir. What is the happiness and joy that Radharani experiences by tasting my love? Prema Swarana, by tasting my love. And what is this? What is it? Happiness, what is it like? What is it she experienced when she serves me? Because I'm the Prem Vishaya. I'm the object of her love, the subject of her love. I receive her love. And I'm loved by everyone. My mother loves me. My coward wife friends love me. My servants love me. Everyone serves and loves me. And they try to do everything to make me happy and do everything to please me. And I'm on the receiving end. Yes, yes. Like the king is on the receiving end. The cooks cook for the king, and the servants fan the king and fan away the flies and whatever. And everyone, oh, king, this is for you, and this is for you. And all the farmers, they grow their crops. Oh, king, here's the produce. And the merchants, here's our profit. Everyone's offering everything to the king. He is the bhokta, the bogi, the enjoyer. So Krishna's thinking, what do my servants, how does it feel to serve Bhagavan? What do my servants experience? I want to be a bhakta. I want to be a servant. Like whom? Like Radharani. Because I experience the service of all my devotees. And I experience pleasure. I derive pleasure and happiness from all my devotees. But the service rendered by Radharani and the satisfaction I receive from Radharani and the joy I receive from Radharani is far superior to the joy and happiness and satisfaction I receive from Nanda and Yashoda and Sridham and Subal and Krishna and Balaram and Raktak and Patrak and all of my servants. So Radharani is my greatest devotee and she's my Aradhana. Aradhana. Radharani worships me more than any other devotee. So I want to have that experience and bhava of Radharani. That Mahabhav, the greatest of bhavas. But I can't come as Radharani, so I'll come as, because I'm Krishna. But I'll come in, with her color. So he became Gauranga. So this is, then he said, I want to experience this Gopi Bhav, and I want to give it to everyone. So that's why he's saying, when 12 years old, this whole inner, the antarkaran of Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, the internal reason, external reason is yada yada hidarmasya glanhir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam trijamyaham. Yada yada hidarmasya, dharmasya glani. Dharma is the way of God. Dharma is the way of peace. Dharma is the way of happiness. Dharma is the way of harmony. And dharma is the way of mukti, liberation. Dharma art kam moksh, mukti, liberation. So this, every avatar of Bhagavan, every descent and appearance of Krishna comes for these purposes. To dharma glani, yada yada hidharmasya glani, or dharmasya glani. Glani means a break, tutgaya, kanda, a break in dharma. The asura, the daityas, this verse says, daitya yatva jaharanyam. The daityas means the asura, the demons, the anti-dharma people. They become prominent, they become powerful, they take control. So then all the avatars come to teach the dharma. And every Kali Yuga, Bhagavan comes to teach the dharma, to restore dharma, to repair dharma. It's called Dharma Setu, the bridge of dharma. In Treta Yuga, the bridge of dharma, you can take a chair if you like. And Treta Yuga, millions of years ago, the bridge of dharma is broken when Bhagavan is separated from the devotees. You know what a bridge is, right? A bridge joins two parts together. One part of land here, across some water or even land, and joins two parts. So Dharma Setu means the bridge of dharma. So in Treta Yuga, the bridge of dharma was broken by the daitya, by the asura, Ravana. So the devotee was separated from Bhagavan. Bhagavan was in Bharat and Dharma Bhumi, and the devotee was taken to Asur Bhumi. The devotee was taken to Lanka, and the devotee was named Sita. Sita was separated from Ram. This is the separation of Bhagavan from the devotee. So Bhagavan Ramchandra had to repair and restore the Dharma Setu. This is the meaning of the verse in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 7. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So the bridge of Dharma was broken, so the monkeys brought so many rocks, Hanuman and the whole Sugriv, and everyone brought all these rocks, and externally they show a bridge, a physical bridge going from India to Sri Lanka, which the Google, whatever they call it, global, whatever it's called, Google satellite has pictures of, and the NASA satellite has pictures underneath the Indian Ocean. You can see the remainder of these rocks, huge, huge boulders going from South India under the ocean. They were floating at one time, floating rocks, floating boulders, because of the power of Bhagavan, Ramchandra. And it went all, goes all the way to this island of Sri Lanka, which is about 500, 600 kilometers from India. Long bridge. So that's there. You can see under the water the line. Have you seen the pictures that are on the internet? The Dharma Setu. So this is the whole purpose. So Mahaprabhu, he has come for the external reason of repairing the broken Dharma in Kali Yuga. But every Kali Yuga, some form of Bhagavan comes and teaches the Dharma. The Dharma for the Kali Yuga, which repairs the bridge, of the broken bridge, the Setu, when the demons become too powerful, is mantra, Nam. So in one day of Lord Brahma, there's 1,000 Kali Yugas, and in 999 Kali Yugas, Bhagavan comes in some type of golden avatar, some type of form. And he, what does he do? He propagates chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangrishta Parshanam Yagya Sankirtana Priyar Yajanti Hi Sumedishaha. This is 11th canto of Bhagavatam. He's not Krishna Varna. Varna means color. What color is your Gopi Sarup? What is your Varna? So Krishna Avarna. He's not the color of Krishna, which is black, but he's some golden color. But only one of those Kali Yugas, Gauranga, comes to give Radharani's heart. So when Lord Chaitanya comes to Kali Yuga, and this particular Kali Yuga, which is right now time, we're in it, you and I, it started, Mahaprabhu's Kali Yuga started 500 years ago, and he came to give this Harinam Sankirtan. But what is the speciality? Bhagavan comes in every Kali Yuga to give Harinam Sankirtan. But Radharani only comes, only gives her bhav to one form of Krishna in one Kali Yuga. And why does Radharani give her bhav to Krishna? So that Krishna will distribute it to others. And that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita it says the antar karan, the internal purpose for Gauranga's coming, is to give Radharani's bhav to everyone. So therefore, because Radharani told Krishna, Krishna, I'm giving you my bhav, but my name is Karunamayi. Karunamayi Radha. So I give you my bhav, and now you can try to understand it, and Gadadhar Pandit will teach you something about it, and Lalita Sakhi will teach you something, and Vishakha will teach you something. So Krishna said, all right, I have some good teachers, and I have your blessings. Thank you. So Krishna took Radharani's mahabhav, and then Radharani said, this will not do. You cannot come in this sham color. This is not good. So I'm going to paint you. So then Radharani, she's like Russian artist type. So many Russian artists. So Radharani, she took a paintbrush and she painted just exactly the right color. She looked at her hand when she was painting, you know, to match the color. So she was, oh yeah, a little more gold, a little more white, a little more lightning color. A little more of this, a little more golden champak. Taditsuvarna champaka pradipta gaura vigrahe. Taditsuvarna champaka pradipta gaura vigrahe. What is Radharani's complexion? It is a combination of three colors of gold. Taditsuvarna champak. Taditsuvarna champake. Ah. So Radharani's complexion is the color of a lightning bolt. Tidit. Tadit means lightning bolt. And Suvarna means gold. Suvarna Sen was a great king of Bengal, and he loved gold. Suvarna Sen means rich man. It's a surname. Sen means like Kropati. S-E-N. Anybody has a name S-E-N-A or Sate. Sate or Sen. They're very rich. S-E-N-A. So Radharani's color is lightning mixed with gold and a golden champak flower. Taditsavarna champaka pratipta gora vigrahe. Radharani's vigra, her form is gora, but it's taditsavarna champaka pradipta. We talk about today is Deepavali. It's a very appropriate day to talk about Radharani. Actually, every day is appropriate, at least especially for us. So, Pradipta Gora Vigrahe. So, this is called Deepavali. Deepavali. Deep means light. Pradeep means lots of light. Avali means row of. Avali. Series of. One ghee lamp and another ghee lamp. And before you know it, all of Radhakund is full of ghee lamps. 10,000 ghee lamps. Avali, Avali, Avali. Stava Avali. And Stavavali. And it means a series of, a group of, a collection of poems. Stava, poems. So Radharani painted Krishna gold, mixed the lightning. Oh, so I need to put some lightning, a little more lightning, or a little more golden champak, a little more gold. Ah, perfect. Krishna, take a look. Oh, yeah. Oh, me is in a golden form. Hey, I look really good. I like this golden form. Listen, Radharani says, this is a trial basis. You can only stay for 48 years in this color, then you have to give it back. You stay 48 years in this color, my golden color, then you give it back, okay? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 48 years. He left this world, went back. Here's your bhav, here's your color. Now I know what it's like. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. And from that day forward, Krishna started chanting Radharani's name, and he's still chanting till today. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. So, in this one Kali Yuga, Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give the heart of Radharani, which means Gopi Bhav. And the gopis are saying that here. This is why we're talking about Gopi Bhav, because gopis are talking about Arba Bhav. When you grow up, you're a big gopi. When you're little, you're baby gopi. So Arba means baby bhav. So the gopis are entering baby bhav of Krishna, and they're crawling around. Can you imagine a 14-year-old girl crawling? Because 14-year-old girls are really proud. They walk around. I am God's gift to the earth. Didn't you know that? See my pretty shiny hair? And I'm so pretty. I got my new dress. Just see me. I'm so cool. So little 14-year-old girls are very, very proud and very, very silly and fun-loving and beautiful. And that's Radharani. Manini. She's called Manini. I mean, she's so proud. She says, you're so proud. You're Mr. Proud. Like we say Mr. Cool. You know, I mean, that was 1970. But, you know, you're Mr. Hey, oh, Joe Cool. You're Joe Cool. That means, like, you're really, really, like, too cool. So Radharani is so proud that she has one of her 1,000 names is Manini Radha. You know, you must be knowing. And there's a whole pastime place. There's an entire mountain. There's one mountain in India dedicated to one proud 14-year-old girl. Can you imagine? Sometimes they have an expression in English. You are sitting on a mountain of pride. It's a very interesting point that Vishwanath makes in the Govardhan Leela, because tomorrow is Govardhan's Leela, Anukut, the celebration. So it says that Giriraj broke them. Giriraj, when Krishna lifted Giriraj, Vishwanath Chakravarti says that Giriraj broke the mountain of pride. This is very nice. Giriraj broke the mountain, the Man Parvat. Giriraj Baba, he broke the mountain of pride of Indra. So let's go back to the gopis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to give us this wonderful gift. So basically the gopis are imitating one leela after another. 6 days they killed Putana when Krishna's. And then Trinavarta, this verse talks about Trinavarta. This is the wind demon. He came after 3 months. Krishna was really busy. Because basically anyone who becomes a world boxing champion, to become the world boxing champion, you have to have a lot of preliminary fights. First, you win the local state fights. No, then you win the national fights. Then you have national competition. And finally, you become the world champion. So Krishna was practicing fighting from the age of 6 days old. Why? Because when he grew up, he had to take on the world champion. Who's the world champion? Kansa. He's only, when he fights Kansa, he'll only be 11 years old. So that's why he started practicing early. Only 6 days old. Ta, ta. So 6 days old, he started practicing for the World Boxing Championship. Because Kamsa had defeated the biggest demons in the universe. This is told in Garga Samhita and other places. And it tells the fight, the different kind of fights, how he defeated Keshi, how he defeated Pralamba, how he defeated Agasura, one by one. They're big, huge demons. Each one of these demons had defeated so many demigods. Kamsa defeated Indra and all the different demigods. Shiva and Brahma, they don't fight, so he can't fight them. Besides, he would get whipped in a second. There's no chance. So that he doesn't even think about taking on Shiva. But he beat up, just like Hiranyakashipu. He beat up Indra. Indra ran away with his tail between his legs. So this is the power of Kamsa. Then Krishna's, so all these demons that Krishna killed one by one, now the gopis are giving their version of the leelas. Just like we have, Krishna has a Ras Leela, and he has so many leelas. So then the Brahmins in Vrindavan, even today, they enact these leelas. They're not Krishna, they're not Bala, and they're not the gopis, but they enact these leelas so people can relish that Ras and that Bhav. And even in Germany and Switzerland, a lot of devotee ladies, they get together, they become Krishna and gopis, you know? You've seen? And then they enact these leelas of Radha and Krishna so people can experience, oh, this is nice, and this is the way they live, and the way they look, and the way they exchange. And it's very, and they try their best. The Brahmins are trying their best to enter the mood and feelings. So this is going on. So now the gopis, you know, 14-year-old girl is now a little baby crawling around. Ding, 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 ding. And then, so each gopi thinks she's Krishna, and each gopi recognizes there's no competition, not like, you're big. No, I'm big. And then they fight. I'm Krishna. Yes, you're Krishna. I'm also Krishna. See, I'm Krishna. See, I'm Krishna baby. Oh, you're a Krishna baby. You're a very good Krishna baby. Oh, see how I'm Krishna killing Putana. Oh, you're a very good Krishna. This is the beauty of Yoga Maya. Everyone can mutually think they're Krishna without any conflict, without any fighting, without any bloodshed. Everyone's enjoying. Oh, Krishna, this is such a nice leela of your Balya leela, crawling about it with your ankle bells. And then the other gopi becomes Krishna killing Putana. And then the little baby Krishna, gopi, says, oh, Krishna, you did such a good job. This is amazing consciousness, an amazing leela. So this is all going on. So there's a whole succession of leelas like this. There's not all that much to be said. In terms of comments, you can see even Jiva Goswami is quite small. This is the next verse. That was 16. Vishnu Chakravarti's comment, we can read what he says. One line. One gopi imitated the demon Trinavarta, Daitya, who stole another gopi acting like infant Krishna, Krishnarba Bhavanam. That's it. And then I didn't make any notes on this. One gopi crawled about on the ground making her ankle bells jingle since she already had Nupura on her feet. That's like, I'm just repeating what I said. Srila Prabhupada gives an interesting translation of the same verse, 10th canto, chapter 30, verse 16. The gopis imitate, Srila Prabhupada says, this is taken out from the Krishna book. If you read Prabhupada's Krishna book, you can find his translation to all the verses. So then, in the great anxiety and unhappiness, the gopis are crying, but there's no Krishna. So they start searching for Krishna and everywhere. And they're asking whoever they see in the forest. Remember, it's 12 o'clock at night, 12:30. Most of the animals are sleeping. And the ones that aren't sleeping, fortunately, they don't bump into them. Black leopards and tigers and other members of the forest, they don't seem to be entering the Ras Leela. Although Das Goswami, you know, they play with him. But we hear about that. So they're asking trees and flowers and creepers. They even ask Bhumi, "Oh, Bhumi Devi, have you seen Krishna?" And by chance, one black deer wanders through the forest. Maybe he was restless, couldn't sleep, whatever. Because maybe in some cave, sleeping at night. "Oh, dear, have you seen?" And none of them are answering them. Of course, the trees don't speak, the deer don't speak. And in their madness, they're in Vibram. They're in Unmad. The gopis are totally mad in separation from Krishna. And so in that madness, when someone is mad, they can say anything. You know, for different reasons, we may go mad or a little crazier, as you may understand. And we can say different things, and we can imagine different things, and we can do different things. And I think you all know what I mean, especially that the younger people, who everyone is speaking to is quite a bit younger than ourselves. So the gopis are in a special kind of madness. It's spiritual, it's transcendental, and the cause of their madness is Krishna, and the absence of Krishna, and the separation from Krishna, who is their life, their pran, their man, their don, he's their everything. So now they're searching, and it becomes so mad, they're saying, "We can't find him, and it doesn't seem like there's any chance we will find him, so let's become Krishna." And Jiva Goswami gives a commentary, why did they do this? Why did they each adopt the bhav and mood and feeling and leelas of Krishna? He gives a very beautiful commentary. He says, the gopis started becoming Krishna. They were missing Krishna, and they wanted to experience his presence somehow or other. Like can you imagine, if you're so crazy, just imagine. It's not really crazy. It really shows an intensity of attachment, an intensity of love. And any kind of true love and any kind of true attachment is good. Love in any form is good. So you have your wife, and you love her very much, and she's very beautiful. And that's natural, and that's real. And she, vice versa. Somehow she dies young, accident. So then, and you're heartbroken, and your life is destroyed, and all that is natural. It can't but be. And so in missing her, in your madness, you can go mad in separation of someone you love. This is natural. This is, the gopis' leela is human. It's human leela. It's a perfect, pure spiritual form of our own exchanges, our own dealings and experiences. But it's transcendental, and it's there, not here. And it's unlimited, not limited. And it lasts forever, and it's not temporary. So our love, our motherly love, our love for our mother, our love for our friends, our love for our brothers, sisters, our love for our girlfriend, wife, it's real, but it doesn't last. And it's not complete. It's incomplete. So love for Krishna is real and complete and everlasting and unlimited, and it's going on there. So this is kind of practice run, trial run. And we have a sampling here, like give a free sample of the sweet in Loy Bazaar. They used to. You maybe remember when you're young. You go, "Oh, what's that? Oh, you try." Now they don't give any samples because they're too, you know, rich. But they give you free. So we have a sample of love here in this world. So imagine, back to my analogy, that your beautiful wife has died and then you're missing her. So you may go in her bedroom and you see something of hers. Or you may, she used to walk like this. I remember the way she walked. And you're by yourself. You're a little mad. Because you're mad in love. You can understand. So you may walk across your living room by yourself. But she used to walk like this. You understand. You follow. You may imitate her movements. Or she used to, you know, always, somehow she had a habit of always going like this. You know, some girls always go like this. You know, they're always pushing their hair back. It's some kind of way they move. So you're going, you're looking in the mirror. Yeah, I mean, so the gopis are in this type of madness for Krishna. Oh, remember. And so Jiva Goswami says, each gopi became Krishna and started imitating different leelas to try to appease and satisfy and to serve the other gopis. So even in this madness of separation from Krishna and total distraught, anguished, heartbroken condition, practically going, dying, practically losing their lives, they're thinking of how does my other sucky feel? Oh, how do you feel? Oh, she doesn't feel, she looks so sad. Maybe if I become Krishna, I can cheer her up. You know, when someone's sad and someone you love and you really care for, you want to visit them or give them a call or now maybe SMS, but at least a call if you really love them and call them and speak to them or maybe film or, you know, nowadays Skype or I don't know, all these things I'm not so much in tune. But at least you go visit them and you try to cheer them up. So the gopis are so selfless, and so transparent. It's inconceivable. I mean, I'm such a selfish egotist. I can't even. I like to read about these things and speak about them because I'm hoping something will touch me and improve me. Because they're so selfless, even in such a time where they want to commit suicide in their anxiety of unhappiness. Look at my gopi friend. My girlfriend's so sad. I want to cheer her up. So they all enter that bhav at the same time. Everyone entered that mood of helping the other one at the same time. So thousands of gopis all of a sudden became Krishna and started imitating his leelas one after the other. That's where we are. That's what's happening. It's amazing. I mean, Ras Leela is an unlimited ocean of tattva, truth and teachings and relevancy for all of us. And what to speak of if we have any adhikar or higher qualification and purity of heart and mind, there's so much rasa swadhan and so much relish of the music and the feelings, the emotions, which can really send us. They can really send us somewhere and transform us and elevate us to incredible levels of joy, inner joy, and mental peace and satisfaction. But that depends on the receptivity of our consciousness, the purity of our mind, and the degree of our devotion. I said a lot. I hope you can digest it. Because I don't know where it's coming from anyway. And it's all of us, because we speak about Krishna, because we love him. We chant his name, and we're not chanting his name. We speak. Everyone here sings kirtan. Everyone here speaks some harikata. I know that, wherever you go. And when you know when you speak, and if you're really singing in a transparent way, when you're singing, you're not singing. We have some great singers here that have been singing from a deeper realm beyond the ego and beyond the mind since infancy. There's devotees sitting here that were, you know, hearing kirtan while they're running around inside the womb. They're turning upside down and giving their mother a lot of trouble. And moving this way. Oh, what's happening? Oh, quiet. Stop running around. Hey, Gopal, you're too passionate. So hearing the kirtan inside. So when we speak harikata, every one of you speaks harikata. When you start speaking, somebody else is speaking, right? And you don't know what it was said or how it was said, isn't it? Everyone has to say yes. I gave my first class in 1975 on a bhakti in L.A., Bhagavad Gita class. I don't know what's coming out. I didn't even know what, I haven't even read any books yet. Oh, you give a class. Huh? Me? I hardly, you know, okay, Jayarad, Amma. You know, then and now it's the same. In Hindi, we say prerna, inspiration, coming from inside. Fora, fountain, fora, like this thing there, that's called fountain. Psh. Fora, Hindi, I'm looking at you. Fawara. Yeah, you're very fucking Hindi. He's busy with English all the time. And Russian, he probably knows Russian. So let's go back to these mad gopis. So this is text 17. And I'll read the Sanskrit. Krishna ramayate dvitu gopayantyash chakashchana vatsayatim hanti chanya tatreka tu pakayatim. Translation by the BBT. It's my senior godbrothers. Two gopis act like Ram and Krishna in the midst of several others. Ram means Balaram, not Ramchandra. Two gopis act like Ram and Krishna in the midst of other gopis who take the role of coward boys. In other words, now they're entering into the Pogunda Leela. One gopi enacts the killing of the demon Vatsasura. This was in Chatikar Leela. From Krishna's birth until the age of 3 years and 6 months, Krishna stayed in Gokul, and he played in Raman Reti. There's the Raman Reti. When they talk about in ancient shastras, we have our Raman Reti here, which we're familiar with, and Krishna and Balaram are also having pastimes there, because Krishna and Balaram, there's no difference between the Archamurti or the Sakshat Bhagavan. So Krishna and Balaram are running around Raman Reti and enjoying themselves over there. But when Raman Reti is described in Leela Grant, they're describing the Raman Reti on the banks of the Yamuna over there in Gokul. So they played there till the age of 3 years and 6. And there he killed Trinavarta at the age of one, and Putin at the age of 6. And at the age of 2.5 months, he was born in September. And 2.5 months later, at the end of Kartik, on the last Ekadasi, it's called Uttan. Uto, Uto. Uttan. Uto means get up. It's very, the word is like that. Even we say up in English, up. Maybe in your language, your word in German or Swiss, up means something, ut or something. I don't know. Uto means up. So utam, top. Utam adhikari, utam bhakti. So Uttan Ekadasi is the getting up Ekadasi. And the getting up begins with Bhagavan. They're all sleeping for 4 months. Chaturmasya is 4 months of human time. It's 8 hours of Devata time. And Devata time is 6 months of our time, is 1 day of their time. So they're sleeping 4 months. We say all the Devatas are sleeping for 4 months. Yes, Chaturmasya. So we do tapasya. We don't do any mangala utsavs. There's no marriages and all. Kriya privation, many things strictly shouldn't be done during Chaturmasya. It's amangal samay, inauspicious time. So now in Uttan Ekadasi, it's the last Ekadasi, at least for some people, doing this Niyam Seva, all the devatas wake up, and that's the day baby Krishna, it all begins with Krishna. Aham sravasya prabhava, matasravam pravartate. Krishna's telling in Gita, 10th chapter, verse 8, that I am the source of everything, everything begins with me. Aham sarvasya prabhava. All the prabha of everything, aham. I am the source of everything. Adi ras, the love between man and woman, and the intimate, erotic, amorous love. I am the source of that. I am the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. So the getting up begins with Krishna, because as you know, if you're a mother, you know, not me, but as I knew, because I was one, the baby lies on his chubby little belly, right? You were one, remember. He lies in his belly for 2.5 months. So from the time of Krishna's birth, if you calculate 2.5 months, that becomes Uttan Ekadasi. Yes? Go like this. Just to know you're there. You may be on, you know, sending a message, but just make your head go like this. So 2.5 months, Krishna, he was on his belly, you know, doing whatever they do over there. And then he went toot. And his mother said, wow, you went toot. You rolled over on your back. This is a cause for celebration. So that's called, when the baby rolls over, there's actually an utsav, there's a festival in the village, in the ancient Indian culture. So in the village. So when he rolls over, then she called all the other mothers. Oh, listen, Janani, oh, Rohini, my baby, Gopal, he rolled over. Oh, let's have a party. Call the musicians, call the Brahmins, call the halwais, call the cooks. And so all imitations set up, and all the shanai wallahs came, and the tamburas, everybody, the kettle drums, everybody came. Brahmins came. The Brahmins put some more amalaki oil on their hair and got all dressed up, and they came over, and they bought all their mantras and everything, and all their puja paraphernalia, big yagya puja, everything. Musicians. Then invitations was sent all over Gokul and to Ravel and to Nanda Baba. Everyone came. Oh. And then Radharani, she was really small, so she couldn't come out of the house, because you can't come out of the house till a certain age. And Krishna's only 2.5 months, so how old is Radharani? She's 1 year younger. She wasn't in the house at all. So Vrishabhanu came, everybody came. So then they went there, and then big celebration. And so Mother Yashoda was outside greeting and taking care of all the guests, so she brought Gopal outside. This is the first day the baby comes out of the house. He's inside the house for the first 2.5 months. So on Uttan Ekadasi, I wrote a post on it on my Facebook last year or so. Uttan Ekadasi. So then the baby, so Gopal came out. So then, because so many people outside and Yashoda's moving everywhere. So Mother Yashoda, she took Gopal and she put him under a bail gadi, a bullock cart. And this is village style, like Rajasthani style. She took one sari, and she tied the sari to the front axle of the bullock cart and the back, you know, the yoke and whatever. She tied it underneath the bullock cart, underneath. Because, you know, the sun is a little hot this time. This time of the year, the sun is a little intense. So for a baby, new baby, first time out, so they don't wear sunglasses. So not yet. So he was just underneath the cart. She put Krishna inside what we call like a hammock, makeshift hammock, with her sari, and then one manji or one sucky, whatever was there, pushing Krishna was and like this. And he was happy. So then one demon, he entered into that cart, Shakatasura. You know the story. So all these pastimes, Shakat, it's all going on in Gokul between 3 and 6. Then now Krishna moves to Chatikar, and he stays there until he's 3.6. It's 7.8. 7 years, 8 months, he stays in Chatikar, then he kills this demon, demon we're talking about, Vatsasura and Bakasura. Vatsasura is the calf. So the gopis are imitating that. So then Jiva Goswami's commentary is very small because what to say? He said, now it's Poganda Leela. This Poganda Leela means from the age of 5 to 10, roughly. Two gopis take the roles of Krishna and Balaram, and others take the roles of the coward boys to enact the herding of the calves, the little baby calves, Vatsa. So Vatsa means calf, and Krishna was just a little boy, as you know, on Gopastami at the age of 6. Then Krishna graduated from high school and went to college. Then he got to take out the big mommies, the mother cows. So that's called the Gocharan Leela. Now it's Vatsacharan Leela. Because Krishna's little. He's little. So he practices little. Chota chota gwal, chota chota bai. Remember that song? But yeah, you know, you have a good brain. So the chota chota gwal. So the gwal, the coward boy was very small, and the cows were very small. It's some silly. I mean, it's pretty cute actually. It was a super big hit over here on this side of the world because people are so simple and innocent and beautiful. So I like it. So he said, little coward boy, and little cow, little boy. Da, 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 da. It was too silly, too goofy. But it just fits the Indian mentality, and it's kind of sweet and very attractive, actually. Because we're too polished and too proud and too crazy in the West. So when you come to India, everything is basically, as I say, India means raw reality, as it is. So there they are. They're imitating. So Krishna's a little small boy, so he's taking out small cows. Vatsa means the babies. And so the demon becomes a vatsa, very clever, mixes in with the herd. And but Krishna said, in one tika, maybe another Vrindavan Shambhu, he's mixing in, and he said he's a baby calf. And Krishna and Balaram are playing, and they're just playing this and that. And then Balaram doesn't know this demon's there. But Balaram says to Krishna, he says, Krishna, these calves, they smell so nice. You know, cows have a very nice smell. They're very sweet. Everything about the cow is sweet. They're sweet to look at. They're sweet to touch. They're sweet to smell. They're sweet milk. What about milkshakes and all these things? Very nice. So, what, burfi? I mean, come on. Rasmalai, we can make a long list and you'll go crazy because it's Kartik and what is, you know, maybe fasting, you know. So, I don't want anybody to faint. So all these nice things, the cow is sweet. So the baby calf is very sweet smelling. So Balaram said, oh, Krishna, I know somehow today there's a bad smell coming. You know bad smell? Duganda or something? Bad smell. So Krishna knew why. He said, because this is one stinky demon. One stinky demon is he disguised himself as a baby calf. But he didn't disguise, he couldn't put on the he couldn't adopt the fragrance of a calf because that fragrance only comes from a very high level of sattva gun. Sattva. When someone is very sattvic, then their body has a nice fragrance. So that's why it says in the higher planets that the bodies of the devatas smell like lotus flowers. You can read in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. The bodies of the devatas in the higher planets, they smell like lotus flowers. And I don't have to tell you about what the human body smells like. Yes? Everyone has some idea. So it's not quite lotus flower. So this demon, although he externally disguised in the rupam, he didn't actually have the adhikar to have all the qualities, although he's a mystic. So Krishna, yeah, one of these guys smells bad over here. There's one stinky calf over here. And then Krishna, he has very good nose. Like he has good ears. So he has good nose. So then he said, this is the one. And then Krishna grabbed him by the tail. I think so. Must be. Threw him. So now the gopis are doing this pastime. I don't know if they're grabbing each other by the tail. They're not. One gopi's not grabbing the other gopi by the tail and tossing her away. Although one gopi's becoming vatsa. And the other gopis. So it's really madness. And this is really play acting to the max. Because there's some, in drama, in modern drama, there's some famous Russian dramatist. I forget the name. Stavinsky, what is it? Stanislavski. Anyway, because I studied drama a little bit in college. And I was a medical student, but I had electives. You know, you can take other things besides crack your head that way. So something to enjoy and something to suffer. Degree is suffering and enjoyment is another thing. I took photography and movie making, all these nice things, anthropology and medicine. So don't waste, you're smart, don't waste your time. I was too stupid. So I wouldn't wish that fortune on anybody. Be stupid, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, go back to Godhead. I mean, not that you're stupid, I'm just saying, be intelligent, I should say. Be intelligent, chant Hare Krishna, and like this. At any rate, that's gone, thank God. Thank Krishna. So this person, you know, I can't say, anyways, as somebody, you know, the person. He's a very, very genius person, dramatist, and I don't know all about his biography, but he's famous worldwide for his innovation in drama and becoming, basically, he was teaching Manjri Bhava Upasana. He was basically teaching Manjri Bhava Upasana because Upasana, the worship of the Manjris, is done in Raghunatha Bhakti, means becoming one with their Bhav. So he said, you have to become Bhav Tadatmika with the character you're portraying. You have to so much enter into that character that you become that character. It's not only in rehearsals and on the stage. When you go home and the whole time during this production of this Leela, I mean, or whatever you call it, this drama or dance performance or whatever he was teaching, he taught a certain kind of consciousness. He and a way of acting and a way of, it's not acting. You're not acting anymore. You are that person. You are Ramachandra. You are. And there's even stories of this principle that there was so much propagated by this brilliant, supposed Russian person in the field of drama and music and dance. This same concept was there hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. Rupa Goswami, when he's describing this principle, he says that once during a drama, there was someone in the audience watching. This is Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. First Wave, Part 2, Chapter 5, talking about Prema. So he says, in the audience, they were watching Ram Leela. And the person, they were having this scene where Ramchandra was being coronated, was supposed to be coronated the next day as the king of Ayodhya. And then Kaikeyi, or something like that, she went and told Ram, and you know, there's a whole thing, where it was frustrated and stopped. And Bharat was put as the acting king, and Ram was banished. And when that happened, then King Dasarath, he couldn't bear that and he died. He fainted and he died. So this was being portrayed on the stage. This is described in Rupa Goswami's, what is that term? He was in the audience. He's not even one of the actors, you know, fully identifying him and with the character, but he was so much identifying with the character. It's called equalization. Equalization. He was so much equalizing his mind and heart with the character he's watching. Like we may do it. We may watch a movie and we cry when the lady cries, or when the hero's winning, and we're going like this or something, and we're so into the hero. He's having a fight scene, and we're even moving our hands with him or something. You know, we can identify. Depends on how much you let yourself become absorbed. He's in the audience watching Ram Leela. This is 500 years ago, described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a famous point to illustrate this principle of becoming one with the characters you're trying to develop their bhav and feelings. That when Ram died, he went, ah! And he died. He died. The man died in the audience. Literally died. The actor didn't die. You know, the actor on the stage, he was playing Dasarath. He was playing it very well. And he fainted. And they dragged, you know, they dragged his body off the stage or carried him, you know, he's a king, they carried him off the stage. And they closed the curtain, that's that scene. Then he was maybe played another part in scene two. But the person in the audience, of course, he went to Vaikuntha. He died fully identifying with Dasarasuta. That's called Sadatad Bhava Bhavitaha. In the 8th chapter of Gita, verse 6, Yam Yam Vapi Smran Bhavam, Tyajat Yanti Kalevaram, Tam Tam Eveti Konteya, Sadatad Bhava Bhavitaha. Sadatad Bhava. Sadatad Bhava Bhavitaha. Sadatad Bhav. That Bhav, that emotion, that feeling, that sentiment, that feeling of love, Madhurya Rati, Vatsali Rati, Saki Rati, Dasi Rati, one has, the sadhaka has with Krishna, the lover with the beloved. That bhav, sada tad bhava, that bhav, sada, that one always cultivates and always meditates on and always hankers for and always prays for, that bhav will be tested at the time of death, that bhav will manifest at the time of death, and that condition you will enter in your next life. Sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Bhavitaha is bhav and bhavit. So that bhav you'll become in that condition. So if you're always thinking of the gopis and always thinking of Rupa Manjari, Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Hoi Biakuti, Radhisham. Let's have a quiz. Does anyone know where we are? We're with the gopis and we're going crazy. They're crazy. About the intensity of absorption in the identity of another. Basically, the principle is absorbing yourself in the identity of the other. And the exemplars which we're hearing in verse, all these series of verses from 15 to 24, we're going through 13, 14, 15, 16, now we're doing 17. The gopis are entering into another, they're entering into Krishna. Krishna, Bhav, Tadatmya. They're one with the feeling heart of Krishna. So one by one they're acting out as Leelas, beginning with Balya Leela, with Putana, now Pogunda Leela, with Vatsasura and Agasura, and like this. So this is basically the extent of this commentary on Jiva Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti. There's not much they want to say, and so they don't say much. Vishnu doesn't have any commentary on this verse 17. We can read Prabhupada's translation. We read the God Brothers translation. Prabhupada says for the same verse, chapter 30 of verse 17, two gopis imitate Krishna and Balaram, and others imitate their other coward friends. So, in other words, if they become Krishna Balaram, two gopis, then all the other gopis become their friends. So they're all a bunch of coward boys. One gopi assumes the form of Bakasura, that's a big white duck who was trying to swallow Krishna and kill him. Another forced her to fall down as the demon Bakasura did when he was killed. That must have been pretty funny. And another gopi defeated Vatsasura. Because you may recall, do you understand? Bakasura. Baka, it's interesting. Why is he called Baka? You know this demon, right? Bakasura. He's a big white duck. You see them here. They're in the fields. They eat fish. They have you know the buck. So Buck is derived from Bacha. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Buck. It's actually, we say Bakasura, it's actually Vak. Vak means voice. Vag city. If someone has Vag city, if they're blessed by Saraswati, they have Vag city. It has different meanings. One meaning of the word, the term Vag city means the person has a perfection of speech, which means one definition of Vag city is whatever they say will come true. Another meaning is if they have Vag city, then they always speak truth. That's a city. And another meaning of Vag city, if they're a spiritualist, then all the shastras and tattva siddhanta is within their mind and heart. And whenever they speak, it comes out in a very ordered and systematic and perfect way. And oftentimes one attains Vag city by birth. It's in his chart. It can be seen by a proper jyotishi. The person has Vag city. Yes? You know? And I was told. Another way it can be attained by Tapabalam, and another variety of Tapabalam is Purushcharan Brata. So there's a famous Pracharak in Hindi in India who is world famous among the Indian people, who had an amazing speaking ability. And I don't know much about the person, but I know many Indian people since 30 years, and they say the lectures were phenomenal. And I know that this person did 3 or 4 Purushcharan Vratas in Vrindavan, and the people, he did it on particular land of some Brahmins in Vrindavan whom I know, and I was a guest in their house living for some years. So this person did this, his name is Jagat Guru Kripalu, a very famous personality, and whatever he is or represents, I can't say, I don't know. But I can say this, which is a fact. It's better to speak the facts about people rather than speak rumors and other things. If you know the facts, speak the facts. If you don't know the facts, keep quiet. I think this is a good principle. So that you can go on the YouTube if you know Hindi, and you can see the person's preaching, and apparently it's quite amazing because he had Vag City. So I'm citing as an example of Vag City. And once he gave 60 hours of classes on Guru Tattva. And every class, because my Hindi friends, Brahmin friends, they're ISKCON devotees, by the way, and they're initiated in ISKCON, but they're listening to him, and they're telling me, I don't really know Hindi sufficiently. They said, 60 classes on Guru Tattva, they must be still there. And he's just quoting verses like the Ganga's flowing with water. And the Shvetashvara Upanishad says this, and Bhagavatam says this, Mahabharata. This is the blessings of Saraswati. Saraswati was sitting on the person's tongue. So where there's gold, we take the gold. Where there's dirt, we leave the dirt. Chanaka Pandit says we take the gold. A person, oh, this person doing this and that and this and that. We don't care. Is he a devotee? He's a devotee. So be quiet. And is there anything good about him? Oh, he's a great kirtan man. He's a great mridanga player. That's good. Fine. Enough. We want to hear about the greatness. We want to hear the good things. You can take the bad things and put them in your stomach, and that will give you indigestion, and you'll get sick, and you'll never recover unless you pass out those bad things. You know, is there some bad thing in your stomach? It has to pass out, yes? You can understand. So you want to collect those bad things in your stomach, then you will get sick and may never recover until next life. That's why generally sadhakas say, acharyas say, including Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that if someone comes to bhakti bhajan in this life and they take diksha, which means receiving of the Gopal mantra, this is Vaishnav diksha. Diksha has this definition. Receiving of the Sampradaya mantra. The Sampradaya mantra is given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. For us, it's 2 mantras, Kam Gayatri and Gopal mantra. For all of Vaishnavas, the Sampradaya mantra and the Madhva Sampradaya, they don't have any mantra other than Brahma Gayatri. And Brahma Gayatri is given by your father or whatever. So you become a Madhva, but they don't have any mantra they give for Diksha because people that follow the Madhvas are Brahmins by birth. And then they take sannyas. So a sannyasi in the Madhva Sampradaya, they preach that a sannyasi, he has the adhikar or opportunity to get liberation. So Madhva Sampradaya is very strict. So the general in Neem Bark and other sampradayas, the Diksha mantra is Gopal mantra. You've heard of Gopal Kumar, Brihad Bhagavatamritam. You've heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He received Gopal mantra. He's not an ISKCON, by the way. Lord Chaitanya is not an ISKCON. Gopal Kumar is not an ISKCON. But they received Gopal mantra because this is the Vaishnava Diksha mantra for Vaishnavas. It can be 8 syllable, it can be 10 syllable, it can be 12 syllable, and 18 syllable. Brahmaji, Lord Brahmaji, we see in Brahma Samhita, he received from Narayan via his wife, his Shakti, Divya Saraswati. Divya Saraswati, on behalf of the Purusha, he said he gave consent. Narayan gave consent because, you know, Brahma is his bacha, so to speak. Brahma is his offspring or his creation. So Brahma is bewildered. So then Brahma got Diksha in the 18 syllable Gopal mantra. Yes? You understand. This is the mantra of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. We all receive 8, so Diksha. So, not sure where I started exactly. Thank you. Bakasura. Thank you. This is a result of being born a devotee. Such a clear brain. Very nice. All glories to your father, who I met. I haven't met your glorious mother. But indeed, they're glorious people to have such a fortunate son. And I think they have more than one son, too, if I'm not mistaken. Amazing. These are devotee children. Is anyone here a devotee, born in a devotee family? You can raise your... Not raise... Raise... Can. So he's there. So for me, I don't know what other people feel, but I feel these devotees, it's kind of like the king can do no wrong. Like you think of someone like Brahmananda or Gargamuni or these great stalwart senior devotees. For me, they're like devatas. And over the years, I'm 43 years knowing these personalities. They're much senior to me. And I heard so many negative things. I said, I don't want to hear about this. I just know that Prabhupada loves these people. And they're so close to him. They live with him. Prabhupada cooked for them. Prabhupada cleaned the floor after they ate. Prabhupada washed their pots and pans. Prabhupada taught them how to wear a dhoti, put tilak on their forehead, took Kirtananda's hand and showed him. That's not how you make a samosa. You fold like this. He held his hands. These early devotees, they're worshipable from day one forever. This is the viewpoint of the devotee. So this Bakasura comes from Vak. So Vak means voice. So somehow it went to Saraswati. And from Saraswati it went to Diksha, like this, and Vak city. So back to Bakasura, okay? So why is he called Bakasura? Because he Vak means mouth, okay? Speech. So he was using his mouth to kill Krishna. So he's basically the mouth demon. Keshi demon is a horse. Horses are famous for having lots of hair. You ever see the horse's tail? So Keshi had lots of hair. Some horses are kind of like, you know, shaved up. They don't have much hair. Some horses are, you must be knowing in the West, there's horses that have big, big bushy tails and under the neck or back, or I don't know, wherever the neck, they have so much hair and they're very beautiful or whatever people consider over there. So Keshi was really, you know, hipped out. He had really long hair. So Keshi just means the horse demon. Like we say Narada Muni preached to Mrigari. Mrigari, the killer of animals. Well, Mrigari, his name is not Mrigari, the killer of animals. Ari means killer, and Mriga means animal. It means deer in Sanskrit. So the deer killer. But in English, we always say, Narada Muni preached to Mrigari, the hunter. Have you ever heard this? So the hunter's name is Mrigari, right? Not until I came involved with some more Sanskrit, I came to know everything. Everyone is named according to Parikshit. In English, you'd say, you know, this guy's name is Examiner. So we're named according to our qualities. Duryodhan. Duryodhan means Yodhan, fighter. Dur means dirty. He's a dirty fighter. You know that type. There's that type. Then Yudhisthira. Steer, fixed, and Yuda, fighting. This is Krishna. He's black. But moreover, Krishna means Krishna Anand. His name is Krishna. So the Kri means existence, and Shna means Anand. So the person who fills your existence with Anand is Krishna. This is the meaning of Krishna. I mean, one of the unlimited Ananta meanings. So Bakasura was trying, with his mouth, he wasn't speaking Harikata, he wasn't leading Kirtan, he was trying to swallow Krishna and kill him with his beaks. So what did Krishna do with his mouth? He pulled his mouth. So I was laughing because it says one gopi took played the role of Bakasura and the other gopi took the role of Krishna. So if they're enacting this Leela, because I'm a visualization person, because if you want to enter into Leela, you have to visualize it in your meditation. Meditation is about the powers of visualization and seeing and creating the Leela in your mind by the mercy of Guru and your own attempts. So when that's how it's called absorption, or maybe the ultimately it will come to this level of this Russian gentleman. This is Bhav Taratmika. One with the Leela, one with the everything. Because if you're one with Radharani's heart, Radharani's heart is in Leela and all these exchanges and all these things. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.